Good morning, Tanya. Thank you for being here today.
Good morning, Andrew.
As we get going here, Tanya, we're looking down the runway of not only a party election, but on June 7th, a provincial election. What are some of the issues that you think are forefront right now?
Sure. Well, I think as many of your listeners may have heard in the past couple of weeks, especially from my performance at the debate, that in fact I was the only candidate who spoke very clearly on a multitude of issues. For example, I was very clear and I detailed a very clear strategy on how we would deal with the carbon taxation. I was very clear as to how I would treat education and healthcare spending. And I look forward to revealing a whole host of policies as we continue in the coming weeks.
So launching off from there, Tanya, tell us what your three main thrusts are in this campaign.
Sure. So they're basically, because obviously it's a short leadership and, you know, on a platform, usually a candidate just selects a few issues. So, of course, repeal the Kathleen Wynne sex ed. That's got to go. Number two is no carbon taxation, no cap and trade. And I was very clear that if we were forced by the federal government to put this on, which they're demanding we do, then I would take the federal government to court over this, because the federal government should not be enforcing ideas onto provinces and forcing us to do these things and to implement these new taxes. And if we were so forced to continue and we weren't successful, then I would simply take our existing gas tax, switch its name to carbon, and there would be our carbon tax. Simple solution. The other thing I support is no new taxation and no increase in taxation. You know, I think families want a get back to basics Ontario. You know, there's a lot of opportunity for a lot of spending, and that's okay if we have the money. But we need to separate our must-haves from our wants. And we need to make sure that the must-haves are being taken care of before we fund the wants.
Which all sounds fantastic when you're talking about balancing the budget and saving money and cutting taxes. But what about those things that we could think of as wants, but many people would say that they're must-haves?
Well, I didn't say anything about taxes. I said no new taxes, no increase in taxes. So obviously when we take power, we'll see where all the skeletons are hidden in Kathleen Wynne's books. But like I said, we will have to look at the provincial funding, and I will get back to basics, and I will make sure that we're funding those critical areas of our services in Ontario, which is healthcare. I don't believe that we should be taking money out of healthcare. We have an aging population. We know that our healthcare costs are simply going to increase, and we need to make sure that we're there in the time of need for those who need medical care. You know, I believe as a Christian that I am my brother's keeper. I want to make sure that we're helping those in need. The other thing is education. I know that we must restore our education system to being robust and that equipping our students with the ability to compete on international stage. So those are two areas I can tell you very clearly that I wouldn't touch. I know that healthcare is going to continue to increase and I would meet those costs. So those are key areas where I know we will fund. Infrastructure spending also is very important. That has to be funded. We have an aging infrastructure. We need to make sure that that is a key area of spending. When we take care of those key areas, we can look at how much money we have left and what else we can take from the wants pile. But the must-haves is infrastructure, healthcare, and education.
KFM, of course, is a Christian station, and speaking to yourself, a self-professed Christian, there's a lot of diverse issues in the province right now. If you were elected leader of the party and then elected premier, how would you be a premier to all Ontarians, not just the Christian ones?
When I see people, I don't see them based on their race, their sex, their creed. I see people. I see Ontarians. And that's the way I approach anyone. So when we're talking about what my guiding principles are, yes, sure, I'm a Christian. And that obviously is part of what grounds me. But, you know, principles of freedom, democracy, freedom of expression, freedom of religion, freedom of conscience. I mean, these are basic conservative principles. And I think we need to embrace those principles and celebrate them and advocate for them. We see free speech advocates being shut down. Well, that's crazy. We should support free speech. When I hear about conscience rights of doctors or healthcare workers being infringed upon, you know, we have freedom of conscience in this country. Why are we not supporting those freedoms? What some might view as simply Christian principles, they're actually constitutional principles. They're principles that we've embraced for many decades in Ontario, and I think we ought to get back to that and embrace them and promote them further.
Tanya, as we wrap things up here this morning, take 30 seconds and speak to those outside of the grassroots for a moment. If you're elected leader of the party and then elected premier, on June 7th, why Tanya Granick-Allen?
Because it's time. We need a strong voice. Kathleen Wynne has just run this country, this province into the hole. We need to take back our freedoms, take back our province, and make sure that we're righting the ship. We cannot allow this to continue. Families in Ontario want to make sure they have money to put food on their table, and they don't need to be burdened by further taxation and further infringements on personal freedoms, like freedom of expression and freedom just to carry out your business like any Ontario should be able to.
We've been speaking with Tanya Granick-Allen, one of the candidates for the leadership of the Ontario Progressive Conservative Party. Tanya, thank you for being here with us this morning.
I'm happy to be on your program.